Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, it is Jerry Nunn here, filling in for Dean Richards on a rainy Sunday morning. Super excited to be here. It is such an honor to take over, try to fill his shoes. It's going to be tough, but the Nun is going to do it. I'm from nunontherun.com. If you don't know about me, I worked for Windy City Times. We're currently still working there for about 15 years now, almost 16 years, writing articles. I interview a lot of celebrities, run all over the city. Have my own website, nunontherun.com. That's N-U-N-N. I am so excited to be here. Ryan Pollack is going to be helping me out today here as my producer. So excited to see you again, Ryan.
Yeah, good to see you. You know what? The last time that I saw you, that we were in this studio together, I wasn't employed here.
Okay.
But I came on as a musician in the wee hours of the morning.
Yes.
With Mike Heidemann.
Right. It was an all-nighter.
Yeah.
And you just performed.
And I performed, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so now this is like a little reunion we got.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you're my producer.
Yeah. Look at this. Full circle.
Yes, definitely. And Dave Schwann's going to be doing our news, so we'll be talking to him throughout the segment, and we'll be here till 12:30-ish, right?
Yeah, and then we got Sox pregame.
Yes. Okay. We have a few guests coming in that we could just do a little shout out for. We have our Food Time segment. That's a regular segment here on Sundays. And Emily Johnson, the editor for Epicurious.com, is going to be here. She's going to be calling in to talk about her website and cookbook and things like that. So that she's going to be really fun. And then, as I was telling Dean last night, I went to the Adam Ant concert at the Vic. And Adam Ant's, you know, for those that don't know, he's kind of an iconic singer that had hits like Strip and Goody Two Shoes. And I personally don't drink or don't smoke, so I went to the show. And he was great last night. Actually played for 2.5 hours at the Vic and did like 28 songs or something. I mean, he plays like a long, long set list. So I really had a great time at that show. And the opening band, I hung out with backstage, and I was like, oh, you guys should call in to the show, and we'll do a little interview, because I already interviewed the whole band, but Veronica Witkin from the Glam Skanks is going to be calling in. And they're already on the road and heading on to another venue, but she's going to call in, so we'll see how that goes.
I'm excited. You sent me that picture of you with the Glam Skanks last night, and I was like, wow, what a group. Like, just their clothes, everything. It looks...
Everything. They were glammed out.
Yeah, they were glammed out.
Yeah, and they're very diverse. It's all-girl band, rock and rollers. So this is not, you know, the Little Ballads. This is not the Go-Go's, none of that kind of stuff. This is more like the Runaways, Joan Jett-ish. They sang Hot Stuff was the only cover they did from Donna Summer last night, but that just killed. I mean, people loved a good cover because, you know, they don't know their music. You know, they're there to see Adam Ant, but the Glam Skanks were really impressive. The girls are really fun. They're from LA. The group all lives in LA, and then they tour internationally with Adam Ant. So
wow,
yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah, I'm excited. Really talking to the where are they playing next? You know,
I think it was Minneapolis.
Okay.
Yeah, it was where they're headed. But we'll talk to her on the road. So hopefully we have some good reception. You know, sometimes those things can be spotty, but we'll see how she's doing. So
Glam Skanks. I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. So she had that beautiful, she's the one with the curly blue hair.
Okay.
And the David Bowie makeup.
Yeah, and somebody had like tight red pants.
Oh yeah.
Reminded me, I had tight red pants in high school.
Did you?
Yeah, everybody called me hot pants.
Hot pants. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I love a pair of red pants. I wore them when I was a little kid.
Well, see, I went to Catholic high school.
Oh.
And so, you know, whenever we'd go to events or something around school, every once in a while I'd put these red pants on.
Uh-huh.
Now that's pretty absurd, you know, if you're going to like these Catholic events and you got these bright red pants, you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot pants. I don't know.
Hot Ooh. Pants. That's a good thing though, usually, right? I mean, if it was cold pants or lukewarm pants, wouldn't be like as catchy, and it's usually a compliment. I call someone hot pants.
I think they were making fun of me.
Those mean kids are so mean and bullying and all that. I'm just so glad those days are behind me.
And I embraced it. I embraced it.
So if people want to talk about anything that we talk about today, or even maybe have a question for one of the callers, something like that, the number is 312-981-7200. Once again, that's 312-981-7200. You can text in if you wanted to make a quick comment. If you want to call in, you can talk to Ryan, and we'll get you connected. And super excited. We're about to have a break here at 720 WGN, and I'm Jerry Nunn. Hi, everyone. You are listening to 720 WGN Radio. This is Jerry Nunn. Don't worry, your ears are not fooling you. Dean Richards had to step out for the rest of his segment, and I am filling in. That's Jerry Nunn, N-U-N-N, at nunnontherun.com. I am so thrilled to be here. My producer, Ryan Pollack, is here, and then we have Dave Schwann for the news today. So, exciting day here. I have a full agenda. The Nun on the Run is running all day today. I have this segment, and then I am heading to a new play that's right up by my house at the Raven Theater, and it's called At the Wake of a Dead Drag Queen. So,
oh my.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, I imagine it's about a wake. it's written by Terry Guest. It's a one-act, two-hander play. About the fine art of drag. So, wow, it's going to be really interesting. And it's just right by my house. Like, I can walk to the theater from my house. And what's kind of interesting, too, is this theater company, the Story Theater, they tracked me down on Instagram and said, would you come review our show? And I just thought that's such an interesting way to work. Like, it wasn't...
Look at you. Wow, you're so special.
Well, Insta, you know, it can make or break you.
Jerry, will you cover our show? Please, Jerry. We know you're so busy, but please.
Well, I get a lot of PR, you know, pitches and things like that, you know, through email. But it was just kind of an interesting fact that they were so interested in me that they tracked me down on Instagram.
Yeah, that's desperation.
So that'd be fun. Well, I had...
It's got to make you feel good, though.
It made me feel great. Oh, and, yeah. You know, I had driven by and seen their poster, and I was like, what is this drag queen show up by my house? So I'm looking forward to learning more about that and seeing that show today. And that runs through September 22nd and currently running, just starting. And then after that, guess where else I'm going?
Today?
Yes. After that, I drive up to Ravinia, okay? And I'm going to see Kesha.
Oh my gosh, really?
So I expect a lot of glitter, a lot of people.
Oh, glitter, you know what? Glitter's the worst, though, because you get that stuff, like, you look at it, and it's on your hands for a week. You don't even have to touch it. It's just like, you're in the same room as it, and then you shower repeatedly, and it still seems to stick everywhere.
Yeah, it's in your bed.
Good luck.
Who wants glitter in their bed? I mean, unless you're Kesha. But even that, the band that we're talking to later, the Glam Skanks, they had glitter all over them, and I was just thinking, wow, I just would not want to wear that all the time.
Yeah, no.
Not my thing.
Kesha, what's the last song she's put out?
She had a song called Pray. It was a very kind of emotional, really spotlighted her voice, because she used a lot of, you know, the little tricks, you know, when you're recording and all that. So this was more really spotlighting her voice and you know, giving an important message about the music business and things like that, things that's happened to her. So that was great. But I mean, I've seen her since then. She and Macklemore toured, and I went out to the Hollywood Casino to see them. And she's really good.
The last song that I remember was my eighth grade year TikTok.
Brushing your teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Oh my gosh. That was the hip song of my eighth grade year.
Yeah. She was a big partier. You know, she was writing about her party lifestyle and how crazy she was. She's someone that played Lollapalooza years ago, and people didn't really pay attention to her. And then she just started pumping out these like pop hits that did really well.
She's got a dollar sign as her S. Right?
She did, but now it's changed.
Did they change that?
Just that she's a regular S, you know?
Yeah, well, that's tough for marketing.
She's getting older. I mean, you can't have a dollar sign.
You got to move to the pound or something.
Right. You can't have share with a dollar sign, right? When you get up there, you got to like grow with your audience. And so she has a more mature sound, I will say that. But still puts on a great show, great dancers. Have you been up to Ravinia this season at all?
I haven't, no.
Okay. Lenny Kravitz was there last night. So
When you weren't there, you were seeing the glam skanks.
Yeah, I was at Adam Ant. I mean, Adam Ant doesn't tour here very much. I've only seen him one other time at the Cubby Bear. And so he just rarely comes through. So people like that, I like to just go to their show. Yeah, Lenny Kravitz will be around. So Lenny Kravitz was there last night. Mary J. Blige is September 13th. So that's coming up. And Morrissey is going to be there September 14th if he shows. So we'll see.
I'm going to see a couple shows soon. Marina and the Diamonds.
Yes, I will be there. Yeah.
You will be?
Yeah, I interviewed her a long time ago.
Okay. Oh, yeah. See, my girlfriend bought these tickets, so I kind of just got, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited. I've listened to the music, you know, because I don't want to go in for the first time mm-hmm. and just, you know, with no education. So I listened and.
Good.
What was the other one? Ravina.
Ravina?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
That's,
okay.
That's her name.
Oh, Marina?
No.
Ravina.
Ravina with an.
I thought you were still talking about Marina.
No, Marina. And then there's another one, Ravina.
Ravina. I don't know about Ravina.
Neither did I.
Ravinia, Marina, Ravina. Yeah. This is like a tongue twister. Wow. Marina's dropped the Diamonds too. It's just Marina now. And she has a more mature album. Yeah, her album is. So it's the same kind of thing.
Why are you more hip than me, Jerry? How are you more hip than me?
I'm into the music scene, man.
Yeah, I know.
I'm super.
Props for you, but or maybe that just speaks to how out of touch I am with pop culture. I thought I was.
It's kind of my thing. I mean, I'm an old Tower Records guy. I worked at Tower Records in Nashville. I grew up in like country music, surrounded by all that, and then moved to Chicago and have worked in record store. I worked at Secondhand Tunes before I went out, so I've been in the biz for a long time. Sam Goody was like an old one I worked at for Christmas.
Well, you came in here. I knew you were more hip than me when you came in here and you have your shirt that says Team Nun, lifetime member.
Well, I didn't want people to forget my name.
Was that from a family reunion?
That is a great idea, but I just ordered it. It popped up on, those Facebook things that they sell you and they sell you these t-shirts? It had my name on there and I was like, oh, I got to get that.
Lifetime member.
Yeah.
That's the part that makes...
Makes
it the best.
So yeah, I wore it down south in Tennessee, and I thought my mom would get a kick out of it, but yeah,
she didn't.
She's very judgmental. She's what is that heathen clothing you're wearing? So I'm all into music. I listened to what I listened to last night that I am in love with that just came out over the weekend is Post Malone's album. Oh
yeah,
my gosh!
I was just listening to that a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you see the guests on it?
Yeah, it's a. Oh my gosh.
He has Ozzy Osbourne on it.
Yeah, I used to really frown upon that when people would collaborate with people that had nothing to do with their genre. I don't know why. That was when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I think I grew up more appreciation for music, I thought, this is really cool to take two people that you would never even find in the same room and put them on the same album. And sometimes that's how they record albums these days. They're not even in the same same place.
Yeah, they email things in.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of disappointing if you hear the behind the scenes and you're like, oh, I thought they'd be in the studio.
It is, but I wonder how many opportunities that they've had, they've been able to get because, Ozzy Osbourne's probably off doing his own thing. He probably doesn't have time to fly in to Post Malone's studio. And I don't know how they recorded it, but you wonder how many opportunities would have been missed if we didn't have this technology.
Well, I just went to LA about a month ago and everybody, the music scene's so hopping out there. And I think a lot of them get together with, they actually get in the studio together and things like that. But Post Malone has Halsey on his album. He just has, but it's not all collaborations, it's just a few, but he's always done that. See, that's the whole thing. It's not that he's doing it right now because he's a big deal. His first album, Stony, had Justin Bieber on it. Like he was collaborating with very good names right at the beginning. So, it's
Did that was Ed Sheeran.
He
released that album.
That's his whole thing.
That is. And I mean, the amount of people that he got on that album is crazy.
Oh, I know. I know.
It's just everybody, household names. That
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's on there.
Justin Bieber likes to get his voice out there. He may not put out his own stuff.
He does.
Yeah, he gets featured and things like, who would you want to be featured with if you could pick somebody?
If I could pick someone, that's a tough question. See, I am a big Ed Sheeran fan. He was a big part of my my influence in music, and I'm in music. So, but Paul McCartney, man.
Absolutely.
He's the...
So just so you know, so Veronica Witkin from the Glam Skanks is going to be calling in, and her, I was looking up her dad, Bruce, and he has a picture with Paul McCartney and Johnny Depp because they like,
oh, what does he
hung
do?
Out. Her dad is like a big deal.
Do you know what he does, or is he just?
He's a producer, writer, everything, and he made like a super group with Johnny Depp called Hollywood Vampires. But yeah, obviously, you know, Paul McCartney. I mean, small world.
Yeah, connections, connections.
Yeah, so Ed Sheeran, the cool thing about him too is he made that record. He recorded and wrote a lot of things in Nashville, where I grew up. And Taylor Swift went to my high school. I'm not trying to name drop, but Swifty went to the same high school as me, you know, just a few years after.
Are you the reason for a lot of her songs, her love songs?
No, I was up here. Yeah, I was long. I left the Hendersonville High School, Tennessee, a long time before
that. Did you break Taylor Swift's heart? Did she write a song about you, Jerry?
Yeah, no, she's a little young, you know. It was like 20-something years later that, you know, she went there. So she gave him a house down there to record in and work, you know, because she's been a big supporter of Ed Sheeran. So,
yeah, they're Swiftie. Big friends.
Yeah. Okay. So, we are going to take a quick break. I'm Jerry Nunn, and this is 720 WGN Radio. All right. You are listening to the Glam Skanks right now. That is their song. And we have Veronica Witkins that's going to be talking to us today. My name is Jerry Nunn. I am filling in for Dean Richards for the rest of the time here. And so last night I went to the Adam Ant show here at the Vic Theater in Chicago. And the opening band, the Glam Skanks, were so adorable backstage that I had to invite them to call in and talk to me when they're on the road. So Veronica, you here for me?
Yes, hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how about you?
Good, good. So you're on the road right now? You're on the tour bus or what?
Yeah, we're in the van. We're heading to Minneapolis right now. We've been on the road since about 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, wow. Did you guys go out last night? I was trying to get you to go out.
We wanted to go out last night, but when we heard how early we had to be up this morning, we decided it was probably a better idea to go back to the hotel.
Yeah, that's smart, though. That's good. That's good. So Minneapolis is like Prince country. Are you into Prince?
Yes, we're actually really bummed we won't probably have time to go to Paisley Park because that would have been something great to go do, but I don't think we'll have the time.
Yeah. So you have quite a tour schedule. You've been touring internationally and nationally with Adam Ant.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple years with Adam. This is our third U.S. tour with him, and then we did one over in the U.K. with him.
Okay.
Yeah, we're out for about the next month with him now.
Yeah, talk about how it is to open for him, and you know when the crowd is really to see Adam Ant, but you have a lot of loyal fans that are there for you too.
The reception from Adam's fans has been just absolutely amazing. We didn't really know what to expect going into this at first. People kind of warned you when you're the opener, you know, you're just kind of there to entertain people until they're there to, you know, see who they're really there to see. But one thing about Adam's fans is they trust him and they're so loyal to him. And as soon as he announced that we were the opener, you know, there was a couple of, you know, negative comments or whatever, but most of his fans were excited right off the bat and they really gave us a chance. And when they saw us, they really were receptive, and they've been great ever since. You know, we get a lot of love on social media from everybody. It's just been the best experience.
That's great. I mean, you guys did get that crowd going. Donna Summer's Hot Stuff was quite the, got the energy up. So that was a great cover.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we decided that was the first night we busted it out on the tour. We decided that it seemed like a good night to pull that one out, and we're happy we did.
Yeah. What other covers do you like to do?
Oh, we've done a lot of covers over the years. We used to do Search and Destroy by Iggy Pop. That was a staple for us for a while to pull out. Mm-hmm. We did Roxy Roller by Nick Gilder. That was one that we did for a while. Somebody to Love by Jefferson Airplane.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We're looking at a few new ones that we're going to try to pull out.
Yeah.
A couple of new surprises, but probably some more Bowie, hopefully, we'd like to cover.
Oh, yeah. Your makeup was so David Bowie last night. Oh, my gosh. You were right.
Oh, thank you.
You got a good stylist, whoever that is.
Actually, my mom helps us out a lot. My mom and my aunt are probably our two biggest stylists.
That's great.
As well as our friend Karen Dusenberry made the suits we were wearing last night. She does a lot of our wardrobe. She custom designed those suits for us.
Oh, you guys really were glammed out. I mean, it was impressive. And I love the diversity in your band. You're all female band. So I love it.
Yeah, we try to, you know, we try to be as representative of, you know, women today and just people today as we possibly can. You know, it wasn't that we kind of went out and tried to pick a diverse group of girls, but it just kind of happened how it did, and we're really proud of the fact that we try to, you know, represent as many people as we can.
Yeah, and so everybody lives in L.A., and so you guys are there playing a lot, I'm sure, running around.
Yes, yeah, we all, you know, live and work out there, and we try to play as much as possible.
Yeah. So, and speaking of your family, your dad is so well known. I was reading up on him, and the funny thing was, Veronica, you didn't name drop at all last night. Like, we didn't talk about it. We didn't get a chance to even talk about how your dad has such a legacy and is so great. So.
Oh yeah, it's been really fun getting to kind of grow up around him. Having the studio in our backyard growing up has always been great. Getting to just, you know, learn by experience and seeing all these other people work it's been an amazing, you know, amazing childhood.
Yeah, did that make you want to be in a band?
I've wanted to play music my whole life. It was never really a. I don't really think there was maybe another option. I think from the moment I was born, my dad started buying any instrument that he could get me into playing, whether it was guitar, bass. He bought me a drum kit when I was 5 years old, and my mom wanted to kill him.
Oh, I can imagine. Oh, my. And the neighbors maybe, too.
Yeah, it was in my bedroom, so my mom just was not. You know, once I got older and we converted the garage into a studio, it was a little bit easier on her. But the first few years inside the house, it was a little much.
Yeah. So your dad sang background and did bass on Adam Ant's song Wonderful. I read that.
Yes. He used to tour with Adam when I was really young back in the 90s. So it's sort of a full circle kind of vibe. I think my first concert ever was seeing my dad play with Adam when I was really young.
That is so full circle. That is just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was really young, they did a show at Greek and they brought a bunch of kids up on stage. So Adam brought me up on stage with him when I was about 2 years old. So the first time I ever got up on a stage as well was with Adam. So it's very fitting that we've been doing these tours with him the last couple of years.
That is just the coolest. Your dad must be like so proud of you.
Yeah.
and he's known Johnny Depp for like 40 years and created the Hollywood Vampires, which I remember Johnny Depp playing in that band.
Yes, yeah. He's done some stuff with them over the years as well, yeah.
Yeah. And Adam Ant kind of resembles Johnny Depp a little bit, in my opinion, from what I've seen. He does like the pirate thing sometimes, and yeah, that's so
Oh,
funny.
Yeah, Johnny stole the Captain Jack Sparrow shtick from Adam. Totally.
He did? Oh, I didn't get that altogether.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Adam's been doing it long before Johnny did.
Wow. So talk about the new album, anything in between. Tell people a little bit about it.
Yeah, you know, the new album, it's really a combination of, you know, between all of the new members that have come in. It's, you know, a representation of who we each all are, very different sound than you know, our first record. And it's very much a representation of what we've been going through, you know, seeing in our country now over the last two and a half years. Mm-hmm. The record was very much written in response to sort of what the world has become.
Mm-hmm. And it talks, the title song talks about labels and all of that.
Yeah, we were, you know, we've been very inspired doing these tours with Adam. We've met so many kids. You know, what's great about touring with Adam is his fan base is just so cool. And you have these parents who are very, you know, open with their kids. And we see like these, you know, little boys with makeup on or kids who you maybe can't quite tell what, you know, gender they feel or how they feel. And it's, you know, it was very inspiring seeing all these kids across not just the country, but the world.
Mm, yeah.
And the title track for Anything in Between just came from be who you are, be what you want to be. You don't have to fit into that box or that label that society wants to put on you.
Yeah. Amen. We're taking people to church this Sunday here with Veronica Witkin. If you're just turning us in, she's from the group Glam Skanks, and who you really started the whole band, right? You created this thing. It's your baby.
Yes, it started, 7 years ago, based on a Craigslist ad, just looking for other girls who wanted to start a rock and roll band, who were into, 70s rock, 70s glam, Joan Jett and the Runaways. We just wanted to bring back that vibe. And after a lot of years and a lot of ads, people coming and going, we finally have really found such a great, match, all four of us. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Yeah, I just bonded with you guys so well last night. I really loved everybody. So we're going to take a quick break, Veronica, and then we're going to come back and we'll talk a little bit more. So take a break.
All right,
here.
Yeah,
so you're listening to 720 WGN Radio. I'm Jerry Nunn, and we'll be right back. All right, we are here at WGN Radio. My name's Jerry Nunn. That's N-U-N-N. NunnOnTheRun.com is my website, and I am filling in for the rest of the time for Dean Richards. And currently, we have Veronica Witkin from the Glam Skanks. It's a band that that's opening for Adam Ant. They're touring around the country, and she is on the road to Minneapolis. So, back with Veronica. You just still doing okay?
Yeah, hey.
Hey. Do you get to stop at all? Like, how does it work? Do you guys take a lot of breaks when you're on the road and driving from place to place?
Oh, yeah. We definitely have to take the occasional bathroom break every, hour and a half or so.
Do you have a favorite snack that you like on the road?
Usually our road snack is we like to find weird flavored potato chips.
Oh.
That's sort of when we go to other countries, they just have potato chips that are like interesting flavors that you don't always find out here.
Uh-huh.
Or then when Lay's does their weird kind of potato chip flavor contest, we collect all the different flavors and we try to have each other guess which one they're eating.
That's fun. Do you like that vinegar kind of potato chip?
Oh yeah, salt and vinegar is a good one.
You're into it. Okay. Wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Then there's that barbecue that will just like rip your lips off. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
All right. And then do you guys have a drink that you guys like? Oh, we talked about White Claw last night. You had White Claw in your dressing room. So.
Yes, some of the band is sober, so not everybody in the band drinks. But those of us who do drink, we have been on the White Claw bandwagon, yes.
Yeah, no judgment here. I don't drink, but I did taste the White Claw. And, I mean, it's refreshing. It's just funny that it's such a trend right now.
Yeah, it's really fun. We just heard about them from some friends, and now me and Millie, we're hooked on them.
Yeah. So with the Glam Skanks, you want to make it in the music industry. What would qualify that? What would you feel that you kind of made it as a band?
I mean, for everybody, kind of making it is a different thing. But to us, I think right now we've made it. We're on the road, meeting people, playing music, getting to just be with our friends every day, our family on the road. To us, we've made it right now, just doing what we're doing.
Yes, well, that's true. I mean, you're touring internationally. Now, what is the difference between the international crowds and, say, Chicago or, United States crowd?
In all honesty, the crowds everywhere, no matter where we've been, have just been amazing and welcoming. I guess the difference is when you're from America and you go to other countries, we've played in small villages that they've said that they've never seen a band from America come through their town, or they've never seen a band from Los Angeles come through their town. So it's a little, people appreciate, not that they don't appreciate the music in America, but an American band touring America is, not as uncommon as sometimes an American band passing through these smaller foreign, countries and everything like that. It's really powerful for people.
Yeah, and also, I mean, the United States is so different. Like, they, they have the small towns, and then you have, the third biggest city, like Chicago last night. So that must be interesting, too, to see all the different crowds.
Yeah, we've done everything from, playing in little villages to maybe 10 people to playing these stages with Adam. So we really get a good, a good view of every type of place, every type of person.
Yeah. So you're playing tonight in Minneapolis at the Pantages Theater. So I'm not familiar with it. I haven't been to Minneapolis, but it sounds fun.
Yeah, I don't think any of us have ever been, so we're excited for our first time.
Yeah, and so then you go on to Cincinnati, Detroit, and Cleveland after that.
Yes, yeah, we've never done Cincinnati either, but we did Detroit and Cleveland last time with Adam, and it was great, so we're looking forward to going back.
Well, I went to school at Western Kentucky. I studied theater and all that, and I used to go to Cincinnati, and Vine Street's like the cool street, and bands play there and stuff like that, so you're playing at the Taft Theater in Cincinnati, Ohio, but the scene's really cool there. Very cool. Very rock and roll.
Ooh, well, we have a day off there, so we're excited.
Oh, yeah. Run around and just kind of explore. That's the way to really, you know, enjoy the tour, because I mean, it can be grueling, right? I mean, you're hopping from place to place day after day.
Yes. It's the last two mornings in a row, we've had to be in the van by 8 o'clock in the morning after being out until 1 a.m. So, yeah. We get to finally sleep in a couple days.
Well, the thing with these Adam Ant shows, too, he plays forever. He plays like 2.5 hours last night. So,
oh, yeah, it's incredible.
By the time it's wrapped, I mean, you guys, if you wait till the very end, I mean, do you guys leave early sometimes? Or
We usually wait until the end. Sometimes we'll leave early if we have to drive to the next town, if it's a really long drive and we don't want to have to do it all on the show day. Sometimes we'll leave, you know, after we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, done selling merch for a little bit, but
yeah, your merch was great. Can you talk about a little bit about the merch and the little pack? I thought the little packs, your tour manager was showing me the little packs with the button and the stickers and all that.
Oh yeah. We're all about the merch. We've got, yeah, the little packs. There's three different ones. There's one with a pix, I believe there is a matchbook, condoms, tattoos, stickers, and then the next one up has a patch, and then the one on above that has our download card.
Okay.
We've got a bunch of different t-shirt designs, tour shirts. We have our first record, Glitter City, for sale on CD. We have the new one, Anything in Between, on CD and on black and clear vinyl.
Ooh.
As well as some limited edition vinyl singles that are unavailable anywhere else.
Isn't that so funny? How, like, vinyl has come back. Is that not so funny how vinyl is the thing?
It's really weird, but it's really cool. If anything could come back, vinyl is the coolest thing to have a comeback.
Yeah. Do you have a record player yourself?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. All right.
Yes, okay. We're all about the vinyl.
And so Anything in Between is just available for pre-order right now. It's not officially out, right?
Yeah, it's available for pre-order on our website, glamskanks.com, as well as we do have them side stage available right now, but we're waiting for the online streaming download world. We're trying to kind of do it on our own first.
Yeah. I mean, the business is so different now. It's YouTube videos, it's people listening to you on Spotify, things like that, right?
Yeah, it's really different. Yeah, you know, we're not always so hip to the streaming. It's a totally different world than even when we grew up listening to music, going to the record store, buying CDs. You know, it's a little different. We have to tell people at the merch booth, oh, you know, we get money if you actually buy our CD from us instead of listening to it online, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely a different world.
I don't think people think about it sometimes. Like, you know, you're there to work and, you know, it's not, I mean, there's four of you, you know, and roadies and a lot of people to pay and managers, you know, people need to contribute to an artist that they're into, right?
Yeah. You know, it's as important as streaming is, you know, getting those numbers up. It's a great way for people to discover new music. It really is important to go to see bands live, buy their merch directly from them. It really does help. It helps everybody, as you said, the crew, the band. It's, you know, it is everybody's livelihood. And nowadays, it's a little harder with all these streaming industries. These companies make so much money. And, yeah, you know, you can't collect a record on Spotify. You can't collect a record on iTunes. You can only collect it and hang it on your wall or get it signed if you get, you know, you get the real record.
Yeah. Well, I love that you came out and did merch, you know, and signed things. People appreciate that stuff. It goes a long way. I don't see Adam. Can't see Adam doing that with those fans. They were trying to get him to sign a record, like trying to pass it up to him. And he's like, I'm performing now, you know, like,
So. Yeah, well, we're always at the merch booth after hours, then after Adams. We love meeting everybody and hanging out.
Yeah. So where can people go again? Tell people the website and social media stuff.
Oh, yeah. You can find us everywhere. Our website is glamskanks.com. We're on Instagram at glamskanks, Twitter at glamskanks, Facebook glamskanks. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. You can get the first record, Glitter City, on any of those streaming services. And you can pre-order the new one, anything in between, on our website.
Awesome. This has been a Glitter Sunday. And best of luck to you guys on the road. Keep breaking legs. And tell everyone I said hi. So enjoy your trip.
I will do. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for calling in. We'll see you, Veronica. All right. So that was Veronica, and she's from the Glam Skanks, and had a great time with them last night, the Adam Ant Show, and a really, really great band that people should be listening to. I'm Jerry Nunn. I'm filling in for Dean Richards today for the rest of the time here. And things have been going really great. We've had that call, and then we're going to have a call a little bit later for our food time segment. And that's going to be with Emily Johnson. She's the editor of epicurious.com. So we'll be talking about the website and recipes and all that good thing. So we're talking about that later. And that's it. So I will be back. We're going to do a quick break. And this is Jerry Nunn on WGN Radio. All right, we are back here on WGN Radio. This is Jerry Nunn. That's N-U-N-N. Nunnontherun.com is my website, and I'm filling in for Dean Richards today on a Sunday that has finally stopped raining. No more rain today, please. And I've got things to do. I got to head out to Ravinia and head out on the lawn. I can't have a wet lawn I'm traipsing through for Kesha. So we have our food time segment coming up here. We have Emily Johnson. She's the editor at epicurious.com. And this is a great website. I was researching, looking around. You know, there's all kinds of great things, and I want her to talk all about it. We're going to talk about the best of fall 2019 cookbooks with Emily Johnson. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
Great, great. Where in the world are you right now?
I am in New York.
New York, okay. Tell people a little bit about your website and how did you start the whole thing, or tell me about that.
Yeah, so Epicurious, we're a home cooking website. People know us as having a large database of recipes, but we also, everything we do is in service of a mission to help people become better, smarter, more efficient home cooks.
Okay. Well, I need a lot of help, so I'm not a big cook. I usually eat out and stuff. But I looked, you know, you hit the search button and you can just type in some food, right? And it'll look it up.
Yes. Yes. We have a great search function and a great app for finding recipes and how-to articles.
Yeah, I'd probably be one of those people that like prints up the recipe, like the old school cookbooks, instead of like, you know, looking on an app, because I'll go blind with my phone trying to, you know, cook spaghetti.
Yes. Printing the recipes is encouraged.
Oh, good.
I like that.
Okay, good, good, good. So are you a big cook yourself? Have you always cooked?
Yeah, I love to cook. And I love cooking.
Where do you find the experts for this website? How do you screen people, and how does that all work?
We have a large database of writers and recipe developers that we use, that we really trust. And yeah, it's just a community of people that we know, and you know, we taste everything. Every recipe that we develop goes through multiple rounds of testing and tasting. There are a lot of snacks at work, which is fantastic.
Nice. So people can send in recipes though, right? And writers can apply. Is that also an option?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have user submitted recipes on our site anymore.
Okay.
People used to be able to sort of upload their own recipes, but now we're really our food editor Anna Stockwell is developing most of our recipes, and then we use freelance food, you know, recipe developing professionals and and stuff mostly.
Yeah, so I'm from the South, so I guess my mom can't send any biscuits and gravy kind of recipes, but she could probably learn about it.
We love that. We love, you know, hearing people's favorite recipes, and maybe we should consider that more in the future, like people sending in recipes and us giving it a shot. Certainly, we're always looking for ideas, and like our editors are bringing up at meetings, you know, their family's Southern biscuit recipe. One of our editors, Joe Sevier, is from the South, and he's our resident biscuit expert. But I think, yeah, receiving feedback and recipes from readers is maybe something we should do more of.
Yeah, I think in the South, too, they don't measure things a lot of times. It's like a pinch of this, a pinch of that. So that's a whole
other
thing.
My mom is really that kind of cook. She is totally, everything's done by taste and by feeling, and she can never follow a recipe, even if she's trying, but she's an amazing cook. So I have a lot of respect for that kind of cooking.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I think it's important for some of these people's legacy to live on after them. So that would be a lot of value with that recipe, with recipes.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, and there's easy recipes for the kitchen challenged people like myself, right?
Yeah, we have this mission to be in service of the home cook. You know, we're not above any kind of easy, quick cooking, taking shortcuts. You know, we really believe in getting dinner on the table for people. Yes. So
okay.
It's very approachable.
Yeah, I saw some odd things on there too, like the Oaxacan worm salt, things like that. So.
Yeah, that we just published that article on Friday. The Oaxacan, it's a tradition of putting ground worms in salt, and it's typically served with mezcal and sliced fruits.
Oh.
Yeah, it brings out the flavor of the mezcal, but you know, you can use it in soups and on vegetables, on a crudité platter, and it's, you know, it's really got that intense umami savory flavor. So we're encouraging people to, yeah, incorporate different things like that into their home cooking as well.
And people can just order some Oaxacan worm salt from your website.
Yeah, it's surprisingly pretty widely available online. Uh-huh. So yeah, on Amazon.
Good to know. Yeah, that's great. It's so funny whenever I visit, you know, Mexico, people always say, oh, Spanish is just how it sounds. And I'm like, well, spell Oaxaca, because it's not what you're thinking.
Right.
What what does your website have specifically for Chicagoans? What would be something Chicagoan people can take from it?
Our editor, our digital director, David, was a restaurant critic in Chicago for 10 years. And so he's really familiar with Chicago. I'm not sure specifically what we would have to offer. Mm-hmm. Are there any, like, I'm sure we have lots of sort of traditional Midwestern dishes available.
Yeah.
I'm from Kansas myself.
Okay. Nice.
But yeah, but I don't know if you have something specific you're looking for, I can direct you.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine making something from scratch. I gotta really step up my game. I got a small kitchen at home too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to talk about the fall cookbooks,
yeah.
Which I think, yeah. So I think that's a great place for people who are looking to do more cooking this season. Even if they're intimidated, I think there are a lot of great cookbooks coming out this season for cooks, even like you.
Yeah, great. So tell me about some of the ones that are your faves.
So, you know, as is sort of typical in the last, I don't know, 10 years, we're seeing a lot of plant-based, healthier, sort of environmentally conscious cookbooks, which I'm a big fan of because at Epicurious we've really, you know, been thinking about the environmental impact of cooking. So I'm really excited about this book from Amy Chaplin.
Okay.
It's called whole food cooking every day.
Nice.
And she's got lots of techniques for cooking vegetables that I think even people who are already vegetarians will find really surprising. And, you know, it's really approachable, really straightforward cooking that, you know, even for meat eaters is about incorporating more vegetables into your diet, which I think is great. And this stuff is really delicious. So.
Nice. I really need that one because my vegetable is not on point at all. I'm just not doing that. So we're going to talk some more cookbooks. I'm starting out after we're going to just do some, we're going to come back with you, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll talk more about cookbooks with Emily Johnson.
Sounds good.
Thanks. All right, we are back. This is Jerry Nunn from nunontherun.com, and I'm filling in for Dean Richards today on a Sunday. We have Emily Johnson on the line. She's from epicurious.com, and she has been telling us in the previous segment about new fall 2019 cookbooks. So let's go through some more. Emily, let's talk about your more favorites of yours.
Okay, great. I'm really excited about this book called Umami Bomb. It's another vegetarian focused one, but this one is about getting the kind of intense savory, you know, flavor out of vegetarian food that some omnivores would think you could only get with the addition of meat. Mm-hmm. And there's one recipe that I love. My coworker Joe Sevier made it and brought it into the office. It's a chocolate cake, and it has what appears to be sort of a typical chocolate buttercream frosting, mm-hmm. but it has the addition of soy sauce in the frosting.
What?
Which sounds weird. I know. Mm-hmm. Which sounds weird and gross, but it like lends this depth of flavor, and you know, it has that salty sweet combination. Mm-hmm. And I just love the cake. It's also got such a great sort of dense, moist texture. And the whole book is structured by different umami ingredients, like caramelized onion and soy sauce and miso. And yeah, so it's about getting a lot of flavor out of vegetarian cooking.
Wow. You must just cook all the time.
Yeah, I do. I cook all the time. I try to make sure that I'm cooking dinner pretty much every night because it gives me a lot of ideas for stories.
Nice.
So, and I just love it. So.
Yeah. Well, it's therapeutic, isn't it? Being in the kitchen and cooking.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's, you know, I think some people probably find it stressful, but once you get used to it, it's a great way to unwind and a great thing to do to sort of get yourself away from looking at a computer screen all day and focusing on making something for yourself.
As far as ingredients and stuff, where do you like to go to shop to get some of this?
I do a fair amount of, you know, for more unusual or esoteric ingredients, I'll order online. Mm-hmm. And we really like Thrive Market for like healthy organic ingredients. And I do use Amazon. But other than that, I'm sort of going to the regular supermarket that's just down the street from my apartment. Mm-hmm. So.
So this Anthony Porowski from Queer Eye, you know, of course we're all in love with him, and
yes.
He has a cookbook on your list. So can you talk about that?
Yes. Yeah. So we actually have a kitchen tour coming up with Anthony on the site on Monday. I got to go to his apartment and kind of see behind the scenes, which was pretty cool. So look out for that on Epicurious, tomorrow, which is when his book comes out. Mm-hmm. But we're also really excited about that cookbook because he co-wrote it with a longtime Epicurious contributor, Mindy Fox, who we love. And the recipes they're really simple. Like, this would be a good one for you to sort of start diving into cooking. It's really simple, really straightforward stuff, very easy, but super delicious. I got to eat the tomato and peach salad from the book when I was at his apartment, and it was super delicious. So that's a good one to kind of sneak in before tomato and stone fruit season ends here.
Nice. Yeah, I watched that, and I just try to, you know, emulate a little bit. I mean, some of his recipes are very simple, and they try to make it easy for people, and I appreciate that. So
yeah,
he's touring all around. He's coming to Chicago. So yeah, that show is just. Have you cried on that show? It makes me cry.
Oh yeah, it makes me cry every time for sure.
Yeah, I think people were used to the old, you know, Queer Eye, and this is such a different kind of vibe and more diverse and interesting. And yeah, Anthony's the best. So
yeah, cool. I love him.
Yeah. So, and what's your thoughts on celebrity cookbooks? There's a lot of celebrity cookbooks.
A lot of celebrity cookbooks. I mean, I loved Chrissy Teigen's cookbook, like everyone. Mm-hmm. And that was also developed, you know, celebrities when they do cookbooks often collaborate with really great food writers. So, you know, I think it's a great way to sell more cookbooks. And if they're working with a talented recipe developer, especially, mm-hmm. I think it's great.
Yeah, we have the big Chicago Gourmet coming in next weekend, and so at the end of the month, the 28th. So we have like Andrew Zimmern's coming and Rick Bayless and all that. So that's a big thing in Millennium Park and a lot of fun. I go to that every year, get the samples.
Oh, amazing!
Yeah, do you ever get to Chicago yourself?
So I'm from the Kansas City area, mm-hmm. and I grew up going to Chicago a lot because it wasn't far. Mm-hmm. I haven't been recently, but I love it. It's one of my favorite places, and I need to get back.
Okay, well, we're such a foodie town, and lots of food.
Yeah, great food.
Yeah, so you have to come visit us, Emily. Just tell people real quick about your website, and we'll have to say goodbye.
Okay, yeah, we're epicurious.com. We're a home cooking website all about, you know, faster, better home cooking. And you should check us out for recipes and for how-to articles and great new cooking ideas.
Well, happy Sunday. Thank you so much for calling in and telling us about your website and great advice for the food. Thank you for helping me.
No problem. I hope you cook something this week.
I will. I'll try. For you, I will.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Emily. All right. So I am Jerry Nunn, and I'm filling in for Dean Richards today. It has been such a great time. You know, Dean, I ran into at a Jennifer Hudson event, and that when she was giving out the backpacks, and said, "Would you help me out sometimes?" And I was like, "Anytime, Dean." He is just such a great guy and a man of his word, and I really appreciate doing the segment. Ryan Pollock is just the best. He's the best. He's really a great producer. I've had such a great time.
I don't know about that. I don't know about the best.
You're really good. You're really good. I'm impressed. This is our first time, you know, with you as my producer, and I've had a really good time.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
We've
covered a lot. We went from bands, we went to food, you know, we've had a lot going on.
We've done it all.
Yeah. So, so lots of stuff still coming up at the end of September. Make sure you head out to some fun events. I just want to tell people I'll be at Ravinia tonight at Kesha. Hopefully people are coming out for that. The Reeling Film Festival is coming up the 19th through the 29th, and I'm doing some Q&As there, so that'll be fun. That's the LGBT Film Festival. So we are going to wrap it up, and I'm Jerry Numb on WGN Radio.